The other day, I had the opportunity to talk with a person so influential and so important that his impact in the StarCraft universe simply cannot be overstated. Brutally honest and shockingly intimate, he bared his soul in this interview that will undoubtedly go down as the vital record of our generation. A towering giant of world renown and a consummate gentleman, I'm grateful for the privilege of being led into his world and proudly present to you Pride and Prejudice, an interview with Surfer for Life. Give us an introduction. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
This is the T-Player, Terrence Scary, Terror Rising. On West, I've been playing for 12 years, Surfer for Life. Been playing BGH ever since day one. You know, I guess I'm just the kind of the infamous Marine Control, you know.
How did you become so famous across the servers?
I think a lot of my BM, you know, my... Gotta say, I mean, I'm kind of just a flamboyant type of guy. And initially, I think I first got known, and this is kind of hard to believe, I was 15, and my first 3v1 attack, it was like around 7 minutes, is old game, but I remember very cleanly, I remember very, very perfect, man. I had a... It was my first time I actually could feel myself pressing 1A, 2A, 1T, 2T. And it was the first 3v1 attack I ever really had. I mean, they had Zealots, Lings. I got tripled. Straight 3v3 BGH game. I got straight tripled. Completely swallowed the whole shit. Perfect crescent flank. And units were just coming in and dying. I mean, and from that point on, I don't know if they recognized my name, but they recognized the power of Marine on BGH. Boom.
You know, I've seen you use the phrase 1T, 2T in quite a few places when I was reading up about you. I guess that's become sort of a mantra for you, right? That's sort of your catchphrase.
I guess you could say that. I use that term quite often. I actually have it in a lot of passwords and shit. Along with some other stuff, but we don't need to get into that. Yo, Lou, get out. We're doing an interview for Team Liquid Kid.
Yo.
Get out. Oh my god, I'm about to have to fucking beat this kid. Yo, get out, man.
Fuck you, bitch.
Oh my god. Anyways.
Getting back a little bit to StarCraft, you tried out Icy Cup, I saw. How is that coming from a BGH background?
Oh, man, you know what? It's very, very, very frustrating, okay? Sure, I beat Idra 1-0, okay? Very bravo,
really?
Bravo, whatever.
Really?
Yeah, the rep was posted on the BGH. I didn't even know it was him. Somebody else informed me, yo, you just beat Idra. I was like, are you serious? I thought it was just another Terran player. I didn't think it was... I could feel he was strong. You can just have that sense, you know what I'm saying? You just got that... That sixth sense, you can feel, like, their energy, like, they're fucking strong. But, I pretty much just threw everything I could at him, and he just got beat, man. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
I played really sloppy that game, too, because I didn't even put my mines in the right places. I could have killed all of his ground. He only had, like, 2 tanks and, like, 5 vultures or some kind of counter like that versus, like, a 6 wraiths, and... I had mines, but I didn't set them up in the right places. And if I would have, then I definitely would have, you know, cleanly raped him.
But you won. Do you think if you played him again, you'd have another good shot?
Possibly. I think if I did play him again TBT, I would do the best on Hunters if we're playing a, you know, regular low money map. But I really want to, you know, once I can. Do this later in the future, I want to put together a tournament, maybe just for the foreigners, for Bloodbath. I know, you know, it's a new map, it's a small-ass map, but you know what, man? I love that map. And I'm pretty damn sure, and I'm, like, 90% sure I'll beat Idra BO5 TBT on Bloodbath.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about, what if we got some higher level Korean gamers in? How do you think they would fare against you on Bloodbath?
I'd probably get smashed. I'd give them a good try. I mean, I would have to completely, you know, change my strategy around. Like, from just being an attacker, I would have to meet them halfway to, you know, complete halfway. Like, don't even try to attack until, like, just let them try to kill yourself. You know, it's a totally different game set at that point because you have the mentality when, you know, you start off, you are always going to be the fastest. There's nobody that can beat your mechanics because everything is already, you're already as fast as you can humanly possibly be. So there's no, they're either going to match you at a 50% exactly on the map, 50%, or you're going to be milliseconds ahead of them or seconds ahead of them. And just having the extra 8 minerals. That's what it comes down to. But, back on iCub real quick, man. You know what? It's really frustrating. A lot of kids on the BGH, they clown me. And you know what? It's true, man. I mean, I only hit C+. I got close to B minus. I didn't get a couple games counted that season. I played a lot of games. I say 200 of those losses, though, man, was fucking bullshit. 8-rack fucking proxies. You get really frustrated if you commit a lot of time to iCup. You just want to get that win, the 130, 130, 100, and just level up. And if you lose, you want to cheese more. So it became an addiction. I said, you know what, man, I can't put this amount of time into it, dude. It's just frustrating me. I'm playing like shit. Like, I'm staying the same. I'm not really improving. And it just became too frustrating, man. But you know what? I've beat a handful of good B-minus to B-rank players. And when I actually take my time, you know, I play slow. I play normal, standard, you know, expand, this, that, you know, and play the way I should, then I'm pretty good. I'm pretty decent.
What would you say your real rank is if you were to say you could play every game at your best?
Well, I beat a lot of I beat 2 out of 3. I beat 2 out of 2 A-minus players on Hunters. You can check my record from last season. I have those reps. They're posted on the BGH. Those are A-minus Koreans. They had fucking outstanding records. I just know how to play Hunters very well. TBZ, TBT, TBP, it doesn't matter. I've been playing Hunters 1v1. I just joined Asia, go on Asia and just join the pub 1v1s. That's how I fucking got good at Hunters. And I played it over and over again until I just perfected everything. And I don't know why, but I'm really strong at that map. You know, if we play something else, I'm probably in between B minus and B on regular low money maps. On Hunters, I'm definitely B plus to A minus. It's weird.
You know, I saw a lot about your Marine control. I noticed you said a couple of times you thought it was the best in North America. Do you still think that's true?
For a team game perspective, yes. Oh, let me clarify that too. Team game, it's really it's kind of shit to say, but you have to classify it. I classify it this way. Team game on Hunters, yeah, I'm the best MM control North America. There's some good team Terran allies also, as you know, like X-Men Rain. He has a really, his style is a little different from mine. He's really fast, and he has a super high macro pump. But with the perfection of the actual angle formation, when you know what the difference is, man, when it comes down to it, is an MM versus MM fight. You know what I'm saying? I've posted reps where I've killed MM versus MM when I've had like one medic or two medics, 9 Marines versus like 15 Marines, 1 fire, and 2 medics. I mean, they had 6 more units than I, so I had fucking killed everything. And I mean, the guy was a core, 300 APM, you know, on Asia, and I just had that little niche, man. That's all it is. That little tiny angle. Bam! You get the first hit in, and everything's bunched up. Yeah, you got it.
What do you think about the BGH community in general? on East.
You know what, man? Okay, I've been there since the beginning, man. Since the first BGH website came out, BGHers.com, that was from Lousy Robot, when it was in a white screen, blue textile, whatever. I've liked it. You know what, man? Aside from all the shit talking, aside from all the politics, you know what? The main thing, man, is I just like posting, being able to post reps. So people can just view my shit, even if they're going to say, oh, this rep sucked, or, you know, this rep was pretty sick. I just like being able to do that because it's like other, it's just sharing pictures, you know. It's like catching, you know, it's like catching a wave, and people actually get to see that, you know what I'm saying? Rather than just, okay, you got to post it on this and then post it on that, and then go ahead and, well, it's a lot easier with digital shit now, I'd imagine, but you know, it's you know, those moments that you want people to see, and you know, they're like, wow, dude, that was fucking, that was pretty sick.
I was going through the old BGHers websites and the BGH, and I found some interesting topics, some by you and some about you. And, you know, I can see here that it hasn't all been easy. I saw you actually got sent to jail at one point.
I've been to jail twice for bullshit reasons, and they should never have happened. I mean, I'm a good guy. I'm not a criminal. And it was actually complete bullshit. The first time I went to jail, it was for just not taking care of a warrant. I should have just went to court, took care of it, fucking started making payments on whatever fine there is, and just went to court. But a cop caught me for fucking bullshit reason driving. Second time, I was in a car. The car was reported stolen because the husband and wife got in a fight, and my friend bought the car from the wife when the husband wanted more money. So he reported the car stolen. Boom, I'm in the car, automatic, fucking 3 to 4 days in jail, counting. So, they didn't even, you know what the bullshit part is, man? On the second time I went to jail, the lady came down to the station, she explained the situation, and they still kept us a whole nother day in county. And when you go, I don't know if you've ever been to jail, but when you go to jail, you have court inside jail. And we were the only ones there that did not even have court inside jail because they said, oh, you guys are already released off your OR, you know, you already got cleared up, da 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 blah. Okay, done. And I'm like, what a fucking waste, man. I mean, yeah, it's
pretty rough.
Seriously,
yeah.
Dude, jail is just a fucking... It's not a place where you need to be. If you're a good guy, man, it's just like locking up a lion in a cage, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what it comes down to.
I noticed when you came out.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Tell me what Triple X.
Oh, no, I was just saying Triple X, you know, the whole thing when Samuel Jackson is talking shit to him, you know, talking about a lion, how it's caged up and it has that animosity in its eyes, you know? Once you've been locked up like that for so long, that animosity just dies down, you know? It's very similar to that, man, and it fucking sucks, man. It's the worst place for a human to be. I mean, what do you want me to say?
No, I believe you. I noticed when you came out, you made a post on the forums, and this is kind of unrelated, but you said your skill had died down while you were in jail for those 4 days. Do you feel like when you take those little breaks that your skill does go away?
Definitely for the first few days. It's weird too, you know what? Because it affects your 1v1 game more than a team game. For me, it does. Team game, you can just jump right into it and catch back up. But in a 1v1, if you haven't 1v1 for like a week, you know, you're not really confident in knowing what you're doing at all times. Because, like, let's say on a big map like FS, you're playing, it could be whatever, TPZ, TVP, you're not sure what they're going to do. And I know, yeah, you just keep on scouting, but you're thinking of too many different things, and you're just going to get fucking ripped apart, because your game sense is not there, you know what I'm saying? So, 1v1 players like Idra, Noni,
You know, those guys play 1v1 nothing but 1v1. So that's why they're always on top of the shit. If you put Noni or Idra in a team game situation, I mean, I would love to see him play at a team game, like how they would be. That would be pretty sick, you know, like, they should actually put that together. Like, Idra and Noni, a TP team on BGH versus, like, another TP team or something, and just see how it pans out. And, like, you know, you can kind of see, I mean, they're gonna play like a 1v1, 1v1. That's how they initially want to play, but... You know, I really think three v three players, they're, you know, that's what they really specialize in doing. It shows more than if a 1v1 player just started playing 3v3. You know, they're gonna have good angle fire and fucking all this and good timing. They're gonna get ripped apart because they're not gonna know when to come out with the rest of their team.
So if you were to make a list, as far as you're aware of the top, we'll say, 5 or 10 gamers in America right now, who do you think you would put on that list?
I'd put, you know, it's probably a tie, I'm not sure, but it's of course between Noni and Idra. Semi, I actually beat Semi one game, TVP on Destination this season. Belladonna saw that shit. He's up there. EG Louder, he's a cool guy. I think he's done. He just doesn't want to compete this year. I guess that's what he mentioned. He was pretty good, man. I gave him some good games last season. I tried pretty hard. But some 30-minute TVPs on Dest. And I think I did really well, I mean, for him placing number 2 last year and shit. Who else we got on here? I've never really seen Chosen in... who's this other guy? In Control. I've never seen these two Zerg players. I've seen a couple reps, but, I mean, I've never actually seen them online and stuff. Who else we got here? Yosh is pretty sick, man. Honestly, if I had to say my MMM and a team game, he's fucking up there, man. I don't know, honestly. He's probably the only competition I would have on Hunters. I mean, he'd probably get me a low money, but, you know, on Hunters, I just, you know, have that edge. I'd know exact build orders, and that's what I can account for, but... That guy's fucking sick as hell, too, man. I guess Nayokin won, from what I saw. I've never really checked his shit out. Yeah, that's pretty much the 5 right there. A lot of the kids.
Do you think if you really took a shot at World Cyber Games and really dedicated yourself, you could have a strong finish?
A strong finish... it would be cool to be like top 10. That'd be fucking sick, you know, just to be in there. But I mean, I've seen like, you know, I feel very confident. Like, I know it's fucking lame to say, but I feel very confident in Bloodbath. Like, by TVT and Idra, I'm pretty sure we'd go back and forth at least. But I know, like, in, you know, FS or fucking Coliseum, he would be able to get me. He would just, you know, he knows what to do. On every step of the next way, you know, that's the whole thing with SC players. Like, you have these build orders set up for like 13, 14 minutes. Okay, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna expand. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this. I wanna be here. You gotta cover here. At that point, there's a breaking point where you just fly. Your strategy is endless at the point, and it's whoever can outplay who. It's just, you know, EAPM, it kind of resembles that. It's just completely outplaying the person. You know, that's where that part, you just break off and you just fly with it, you know, and that's, you know, that's the separation point. Do I think I strongly finished? You know what, man? I don't think I could win that shit, man. I really don't. I'm thinking it's going to be Noni and Idra again. I'd like to see some sick shit from them. I definitely, and you can mark my words on this, I definitely would like to see, you know, be in the front row watching them play, dude. That's fucking sick. I've never actually been to a WCG and, like, you know, watched these players, J-Dong and Flash, and fucking to see how their key movements. Of course, you can't see it from sitting down, but, you know, I would love to see that because, like, I think I'm pretty quick. I mean, with MM, I can hit up to 350. I mean, these dudes are fucking flying at 350 in a 25, 30-minute game. I mean, that's got to be awesome to see. I'd like to see that.
Well, a lot of those big gamers that you mentioned are actually playing StarCraft 2 on the beta. Have you looked at the beta at all?
Nah, man, you know what, dude? I'm probably a little bit older than all those guys, man. You know what? I've been gaming since I was fucking 5 years old, dude. You know, I've been playing whatever. I mean, everything you can name, you know, from five. I stopped console completely when I was 18, you know. I just said, StarCraft is the only game that fucking matters. It still, even if East and West dies out and all these kids jump on the SE2, there will always still be games on Asia. And there will always still be 3v3 Hunter games on Asia for another year and a half, 2 years.
Now, in Korea, they have started introducing time limits for kids who are gaming because their kids over there were just gaming too much. And I know President Obama has also made an issue of how he thinks the youth of this generation plays too much video games. What would you do if President Obama told you could only play StarCraft for a certain amount of time?
If President Obama was going to come down and say, look, you can't be playing this. You know what? I think he was intruding to the people that fucking play WoW. I'm sorry, man, but you know what? To all the WoW players out there, a fucking monkey could play that game. I'm sorry to say. And I even told my little brother this. He plays WoW. And I told him, dude, a monkey could play that game, man. I mean, he's just laughing, but you know what? Dude, it's true, man. I mean, who gives a shit? You got a level 20 suck dick versus a level 50 kiss my ass. Like, who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? There's no point in that. And it's, people are getting obsessed and it's becoming an addiction. People sit there on WoW non-stop, man, like for 8 hours straight, and they're living their life in a video game, and that is a problem. You know, you can have an ego. Me, for example, you can have, you know, you can BM whatever, like on SE when you get on, you know what? But as long as that person knows what's real, WoW is definitely a problem. And Korea, you know what? That country itself is really based on gaming. I mean, SE has been a top five sport for how long now over there? So American football is StarCraft to them. So it's not really bad, and whatever they do there is up to them. You know, I don't know if it was mentioned, but I don't think President Obama should even have a say what fucking South Korea does.
Are you not a big Obama fan?
This government we have right now is really stupid. I mean, look at the stimulus package. I mean, if you can see it, they've put America into a domino effect. They've released the stimulus package. Therefore, they have to do everything they can to get the money back, okay? Look at the new tax laws. I mean, dude, I've had this discussion for quite a while, man, but it fucking sucks being at this age I am and being gifted to make, you know, a good amount of money, and then fucking you get it half of it taken away after 250 grand because, oh, you know, we needed to release the stimulus package to help clean up. I mean, that hasn't cleaned up shit, man. They want to reformat the United States and turn this into a socialist nation.
Do you think you would survive well in a socialist country?
That's the whole thing. I mean, you know, communism works good with China. You know why? Because the majority of China is Chinese people. It's one fucking race. In the United States, you got a bunch of fucking different types of, you know, ethnicities. That shit's not gonna work, man. You got fucking Jews and Christians, you got fucking blacks, whites, you got fucking Mexicans, Asians, you got everything all in the one pie, man. There has to be, you know, communism works well under a one race nation.
Alright, I was reading here about some of your technical exploits with your computer.
Ouch. You know, I'm just going to say I got a little better now, dude. I mean, I got just yesterday, dude, I got Spyware Blaster, Malwarebytes, Cleanup, CC Cleaner, Avast Free Antivirus, and Spybot Search and Destroy. My computer got fucked up. Dude, I just erased it today. I could have print screened on this shit. I had 34 Trojans on my computer. Can you believe that? 34 Trojans. I was like, oh my gosh, are you serious today? Oh, man. So, I mean, that shit got taken care of. My computer's running fine now. I just started deleting shit, man. I deleted, I just started, dude, I was deleting shit nonstop, man. I got to reinstall Chaos Launcher. I got to reinstall BitTorrent. I was just on a rampage, man. I was just tossing everything out.
A couple of forum threads where a couple of people had accused you of having map hacks on your computer.
Yeah, and, dude, I did. Hold on. I did. I tested them out for myself. All right? And you know what? What anybody else would say, dude, I never fucking brought that shit to East or West, man. I have no point. I never under any of my, any time, dude, I brought that shit online. I know what it is, and I know fucking, you know, there's three different modes. You can do this, you can do that. It's a smoke fucking screen and all this shit. And like, yeah, I know what it is, dude, but nah, I never fucking hacked. Never hacked
when
online.
You first, okay. When you first tried to play Icy Comp, you ran into a little problem called the books.
The books. Oh yeah, dude, that's fucking phenomenal. That will go on for fucking 10 years to come. You know what, man? Like, I really didn't. You know what, my family, dude. We weren't really technologically advanced, I guess you could say. Like, you know, my stepdad was in the military. Nobody really gave a fuck about the computer and shit like that. So, I'm being the oldest child. I gotta be the one to, you know, find out, hey, you know, how do you do this? And a couple of my friends showed me, and I never really got past the book part until, you know, last year when I said, oh, if I right-click on this, I can extract files. Oh. So, I mean, yeah, dude, they gave me a lot of shit for that. I could not find iCup for a while. I wanted to play, like, 4 or 5 seasons ago. I simply couldn't. It was, and I don't know
just
what
the
happened,
books, right?
That diamond, the books, right? That little diamond icon just popped out of nowhere once I pressed extract or something. I was like, oh shit, I got it. So I started playing Ica from there. That was hallelujah right there.
Alright, well, I've kept you for quite a while, so I guess we can wrap this up. Is there anything you want to say to the audience listening about, you know, what you feel about the future for yourself and for StarCraft?
Man, dude, I just want to say, man, like, you know, I hope a lot of kids don't take a lot of the shit I said, like, fucking, you know, deep in their veins and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, I personally fucking cherished every fucking, you know, spending my time on Asia Server by myself and shit, like, trying to create reps that nobody else could create, like, crazy-ass. You know, I never, and this is something everybody needs to fucking know off the BGH and fucking all the other websites, man. I never try to put myself in a 1v3 situation. I never did, man. It just happens that way. And if people want to fucking argue with me, dude, whatever, bro. Seriously, I never wanted to do that shit ever. And I've had some 3v1 reps, and they've just magically happened. I've lost a lot of them, and I've won very few of them. But they've happened. I'm talking about some good fucking players, man. You know, all in all, man, like, SC is the most intelligent game, the hardest game to mankind, human civilization in the world. There's no other game that's going to replace it. SC2 is not going to, from what I've seen, SC2 is not going to replace the basic foundation of just fucking little tiny fucking little spreads and angles and this and that. It can't be on a meticulous level like that. It just can't be duplicated. I wish they could. That would have been great. But I mean, this is the era we got to enjoy the best game out. I mean, ever. This the most competitive game. It's the best game, man. I mean, anybody can agree, man. I mean, people can sit there and be like, that game looks, their graphics suck and this and that. You know what? Because they don't understand it. And some people could never understand this. But the people who do, man, fucking, they're the dudes, man. They will always know what they could and could not do. I mean, so I would really like to, you know, put together some stuff before SC1 completely dies, you know, because I would like to prove some points, man. Like, I still have that quest, you know what I'm saying? And I know I don't have much time to put in, like, fucking 6 to 8 hours a day in SE and shit, man, but I still have that quest to make those insane reps. Like, how did you do that? Damn, I could never do that. you know, that's the expression that I want to create, man. That's the expression I've always wanted to create, man. And I wish the best of luck to all the SC players. Fucking everybody's in compete for WCG. Everybody I've known, man. Like, live your life, man. I hope you guys live blessed lives and enjoy your lives, man. And 50 years down the road, look back and say, fucking, we played, man.
All right, Surfer. Well, thanks very much for all your time. That was very interesting.
I hope it was, man. I hope it was. Hey, thanks a lot, Brood.